This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Orioles back in action this evening against the Tigers in Lakeland, Florida, as they're ramping up to get ready for the season. Obviously, Wednesday was a weird day, and then we got some ominous injury news yesterday. And let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner and joins us now. And John, thank you as always for your time. We are taking this from 30,000 feet, but we found Wednesday to be very bizarre. Between Grayson saying he was sluggish and he didn't have it in the bullpen, but still pitched, still threw 33 pitches, talked after the game and said he was okay. Hyder shows up an hour into the game, and then the next day it's tricep soreness.
Oh yeah, an 89 mile an hour four seamers.
Yeah, he couldn't get behind the baseball. Just your thoughts on all of that.
Yeah, there's it feels like among all the injuries, that's the one that is the biggest red flag at this point. You know, I've been stuck in traffic on 75 going down to Fort Myers a time or two in my life, and that was unfortunate that all that happened while the manager wasn't there. I'm sure he was following and very much concerned like the rest of us. But it strikes me as a little strange. You know, Grayson Rodriguez, the last time we saw him pitch in an Orioles uniform, I believe was last time we saw him in an Orioles uniform, he basically scratched himself in the bullpen before a game because he wasn't really feeling, he just didn't feel right. And that ended up being another lat issue, or maybe the same lat issue. I'm not really sure how to describe it, but,
right.
But this is someone who has known his body and knows what it feels like when it's not right. I guess you could say it's good news that it's not the same thing. He knows what that feels like, but also, you know, this is not something that you want to have happen at this point, because you're talking about a shutdown and you're probably talking about, at the very least, a delayed start to the season.
Well, between we've got that and we've got Gunner, who none of us think are starting. Anytime the skipper says, well, we're very, very hopeful he's going to be on the opening day roster, and he's, you know, he hasn't even been ramped up yet, and he's Gunner bleeping Henderson, you're probably taking a long view there. And then this Kittredge thing is troubling. Like, your Paisan, Morosi, we had him on earlier, he says it's fair to be concerned. Do you think it's fair to be a little concerned about this ominous week?
In a sense, I do. I mean, I wrote my column today of the Banner is basically that, like, it feels like I should be worried. I'm trying to figure out reasons not to be. I am the least. I think Gunnar Henderson is what you do take the long view on. Andrew Kittredge, you know, relievers are volatile from year to year. He pitched a lot last year. I know that the Cardinals loved him because he took the ball anytime they asked, and that means he pitched a lot.
Yep.
And that's, you know, these types of things can happen. I think that the way that the Orioles are built at the moment is that, like, you know, all these moves for better or worse are incremental. All the moves they've made are incremental additions to try to win as many games as possible and get to the playoffs. And, like, if you are trying to not be worried, you tell yourself that there's going to be significantly better pitchers in the rotation come September than there will be in April. And there's going to be, you know, a lot of these injuries that are a little concerning now could be cleared up by then. And like, this is just a team that just has to get there. And that is what they're going to be evaluated on. What happens once they get there? I think the offseason moves will help that. But like, there's no replacing Gunnar Henderson. Like, there's probably replacing Andrew Kittredge. Like, it might not feel good, but like, right, you can do that. There's just no replacing Gunnar Henderson. So if you have to not have him for a week to have him for,
right,
5 months and 3 weeks, you do it every time.
Well, John, there might be replacing Grayson Rodriguez, where you said you'd take the long view with that as well, assuming he's not ready for opening day. We heard Brandon Hyde, within the past week, say that Albert Suarez is the number six and Cade Povich is the number seven. Do you see that playing out that way? Because we almost think, like, just keep Suarez in the pen, give Slim a shot.
I think that, you know, if I think we know at this point, you know, spring training is about a lot of things. It's about getting guys ready. It's not typically about, like, spring performance meriting roster spots, for better or worse. You know, I always default to, and sometimes I forget in the moment, but I default to, you know, the point of building your roster out of spring training and setting an opening day roster is keeping as many players as possible. So, you know, there might be an extra spot in the bullpen where you can keep an Albert Suarez as your long man, kind of extra starter, and give Cade Povich that chance. Based on how he pitched in September and he's looked to spring, it seems like he absolutely deserves it. But I think if the Orioles, you know, had to choose right now, you know, the easiest thing to do is option the guys with options and keep the guys without options, and then kind of let that play out from there, because you don't really want to lose a player if you don't have to.
We're talking with John Mioli. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. John, any concern at all about Tyler O'Neill? He's kind of yoked, and like, these kind of injuries, I know they're saying nothing, but I seem to remember about a week or so ago, Hyde was like, nothing to see here with Gunnar Henderson, and here we are.
Yeah, I think him saying he expects, you know, Tyler O'Neill to be playing this weekend, which he did after the game, according to my pal Andy Koska down there in Sarasota, I take that as, like, you know, almost laying down a marker too. This is a player who has, over the course of his career, kind of accumulated little things that have caused him to have a couple weeks since on the IL. It almost feels like coming out and saying, like, yeah, he felt it today, not a big deal, he's playing this weekend, is like almost like expectation setting for, like, this is how it's going to go. We're not going, you know, this is a team that is happy to play without a guy for 5 days, to not have him on the IL for 5 days. They could use him. Like, they've kind of always operated that way. So, you know, I think it's almost like a start as you mean to go on thing. Like, thank you for speaking up. You did not have to play this 6:05 spring training game in the first week of March against the Pirates, but like, we're going to figure out how to make these things shorter for you and get you back on the field. Whether that works, I don't know. But you know, this is not somebody who has a track record of being a candidate to challenge for Cal Ripken's consecutive game streak. We'll say that.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There have been instances of players who spent a considerable portion of their careers in other leagues, and little things or seemingly little things. It's not a little thing, because if you can't grip the ball right, it's a huge thing. But the different baseball and this or that can lead to their acclimation process being off. Like, I'm old enough to remember Shohei Ohtani having a hell of a miserable first spring training in the major leagues. It does not seem to be the case with Sagano, just what you're seeing, what you're hearing about him.
Yeah, I was down there, so I was only down there for his first, you know, mm-hmm. time facing hitters, and that was pretty, you know, he faced a group of guys who spent, you know, he spent the Bowie Bay Sox All-Stars, you know, Dylan Beavers and Enrique Bradfield right. and Judd Fabian, like, they didn't put him out there against the big boys, and it looked like he was getting a sense of everything that was going on. It wasn't, you know, if I was evaluating it on the performance, I would feel skeptical. Haven't really. I think what you've seen in the last two starts, especially the one that was televised, is somebody who is going to be a sum of the parts guy. You know, if he is not going to come here and live on his fastball, I would be surprised if he throws it very often at all. But if you can move the ball around the zone and you keep hitters off balance and you can locate and pitch where you want to, that is a formula for success. I think spring training is a time to kind of get a sense of that. It is a unique challenge, you know, for Adley Rutschman and the Orioles staff to make sure this is somebody who is throwing his best pitches in, you know, the best counts and locations possible all the time, because that's what it's going to take. You know, they have a lot of power pitchers over the years. They don't really have anyone like this who has had to succeed this way. And I think they have a lot invested in him succeeding this way. So as long as he's healthy and it's not like, you know, it's not bombs away and guys are just keying off on his fastball in spring training, because ultimately hitters are up there hunting fastballs in spring training. That's right. What happens. That's what happened when the minor leaguers were facing him in his first live. Like, as long as he's not getting his fastball pummeled in spring training, I feel like that's a good sign. But I think we're talking about a small sample, and one that, you know, is ultimately not going to mean a ton.
Are you buying that we're not looking at a 6-minute, now that we're getting a little deeper into this, and now that we've seen Grayson already dealing with whatever he's dealing with, and a lot of guys have been asked to make jumps, do you think at some point in time, Sagano has a day of the week that he's pitching like he did in Japan to at least help him get through part of this season?
I think there's going to be a time when they do that at some point in the season. You know, Michael Elias has said that part of the reason they were able to win the division in 2023 was because they went to a 6-man in August when they really, really needed to, and guys got that rest. You know, if there's an opportunity to do it, they will. If you think back to this time last year, we all kind of thought Jackson Holliday was going to be on the roster, but literally just the schedule at the beginning of the season right. was among the cited reasons why that didn't happen, because they were going to run up against a bunch of lefty starters. And like, so if we take the calendar into consideration for that, given the amount of off days they have early in the season, a 6-day rotation is probably something that wouldn't make a lot of sense, or 6-man rotation, not something that would make a ton of sense early. But I think, you know, God willing, they have the candidates to do that. And there are 6 good starters to do that. It's, you know, with the age of some of the starters they've added, and with Grayson Rodriguez's issue that we're learning, you know, about as we go, that's not necessarily a given. But especially as you're integrating a Kyle Bradish or Tyler Wells into the mix, and, you know, hopefully July, August, September, that's something that could really benefit this team come the playoffs.
John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. John, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. No more injuries, right?
Yeah. We got a long way to go. Coming up next, we could come back from this weekend, because remember, the new league year is next week. Ravens could have an extension with Kyle Hamilton and or Tyler Linderbaum when we come back on Monday. What could those deals look like? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.